Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. We are not in the Score Hyundai Studios, but we love the Score Hyundai Studios, and we thank the five folks from Hyundai. Thanks to Evan Thomas, whether he was involved or not. We love the guy, and he's a good man, and he fires us up and gets us motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone, David, for calling and emailing and texting.
Mosoff, thank you for listening on the second day of August, a Friday.
And thanks to Peter Hansen. He was helping out in the studio, but you know our guy. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Lanzamiento. Swing le pone el bate. La banda de izquierdo. Pica. Y los Chicago Cubs van a ganar el partido. Mike Trumpman. Walk it off. Bonito. Los Chicago Cubs. Cinco. Los Cardenales. Cuatro. Y se escucha el Go Cubs Go.
That's the Spanish call of the talk-off. And, of course, Dustin, things have been going poorly for the Cubs. He has to listen in the Spanish.
He does. That's, so he can only, when they win, he can go back to English.
And thank you, Tyler Farragut, for your great work. We appreciate it. Thanks, Rod.
Thanks, Coach.
Really appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, I always love talking to you guys. You guys like football. You like football, I like you.
That's a David Haw philosophy, too,
that's
I think.
Right. I think that is.
Yeah.
We have a marching band behind us now, Mully.
Yeah. And hey, one last shout-out to Brandon Fryer. Incredible job. Ryan Poor, thank you, buddy, for everything. We had a great weekend.
Yeah. Tremendous job,
Shelly
guys.
Shelly told us to have a good weekend, and
we had
one in the next 2 days. And Mitch, Miss Mitch, thanks to Mitch for sending us and all the rest
thank
of it.
Thank you, Mitch.
And we're delighted to welcome in the great man himself. It's Lawrence Holmes, everybody. And he's here with Dan Bernstein.
Oh,
poor Dan. Gentlemen, how are
you? Hey, guys.
You?
How has your Canton experience been?
Phenomenal.
Great, yeah.
Just, I mean, I'm not joking yet. It's been, you know, everything you could expect. It's kind of, it's just so much fun to be here.
We got everything out of it.
Yeah, we had
two really full days.
Yeah, we talked to so many good people.
More than worth the trip. Great access, great opportunity, and now we have a band playing us out.
You can hear the
marching band is behind us outside, but it feels like they're just right in front of us.
What band is it?
It is a high school band, maybe a local high school band. Look, based on the look of a couple people, maybe a middle school band, youngsters
they've
out
got,
there.
I'll tell you what they have here. They got a couple different marching bands, and they got a lot of police presence.
A lot of police presence. This is their Super Bowl.
This is
Canton's Super Bowl,
yep,
so the whole
no
community gets behind it. Security is as tight as you would imagine, and every neighborhood that exists near the stadium, Mully and I have been through.
We really have. We have, the way that they have done this, we have seen every back row.
Shuttles, carts, bikes.
We've driven. Like it's so weird. I feel like we're in a bus. We hit a stop sign on a side street, and you're worried that bus is going to run over some guy's dog or
something. But one thing remains true. With despite the increased police presence, if you're nice to the law enforcement officials, if you give them a wave, they'll let you go wherever you want.
That's so.
Why is there such a police presence in a little town like that?
It's the NFL.
I think it's because it's their big moment.
Yeah, it's
you know,
a big moment.
So I think they
was there a credible threat of some kind?
No. There's nothing dastardly going on, Dan.
It's just regular. He just drove through some security police tape.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It was yellow. It was it was a crime scene, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah.
It was Mully's idea.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
I held the tape up, and he just drove
on. Blame it on Vegas Haw.
The guy's like,
Canton Haw.
He's like, hey, man, you can't do that. You can't go that way. I'm like, it's fine. And he said the cops are up there. I'm like, they'll be fine.
Very fine. So I just rolled down the window. Hey, guys, how you doing?
David waved.
I'm turning left. All right, great.
Beautiful.
Thank you. But, yeah, the lawlessness just takes over when you're in a place like Canton.
That's us.
So, we are the rebels.
So are you guys staying for the ceremonies, or are you going to make it back because you got, you know, lives and stuff?
We are not.
We are not staying for
the ceremonies. We're not staying, no.
Well, we'll be watching.
We're coming back today. We'll be obviously watching. Heck, I'm going to be with Bruce tomorrow morning inside the clubhouse. So, no, there's a lot going on, but it'll be fun to stay, but can't do everything.
Who do you have on inside the clubhouse? Do you know?
It's a good question.
Yeah,
Steve Stone right now, I know. Okay. Maybe Mike Tauchman. I don't know if he puts the shirt back on.
I mean, who knows? Maybe there'll be breaking news and there'll be a new White Sox manager when you take the airwaves tomorrow morning.
Could be. That seems to be the scuttlebutt.
We do dream.
There are reports that he won't last the weekend. I don't know. Don't know how credible they are, but seems like it'd be something that would make sense.
Well, it's made sense for some time now.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure the timing matters. Right.
I mean, at this point, it's all. What does it accomplish, really, other than letting him
punitive?
It's kind of merciful,
and I'm okay with it being punitive.
Right.
It's enough for you. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Do you think it's punitive because of recent comments or just general
incompetence?
Incompetence.
Yeah,
okay.
I
salute to general incompetence.
I mean, the players clearly are not listening to a word he says and have zero respect for him. So if that's grounds for firing, then cool.
And you could justify it if you don't need to justify anything, but it does make a practical sense in that if you start to bring up younger players and it's a bad message from the top, you want to get in front of that.
All right, boys, get on out of here. We know you got to make way. We will
have
see you when you get
show.
Back on
have
campus.
Have a great show, guys.
Love
thanks.
You dearly.
See
Cheers, guys.